Brittany Hogan and Jen Neiflot are in the studio with us for a Rural Solutions Technology Update show. And boy, I don't think you guys teamed up together before on the show, have you?
No, we haven't.
This one's a first.
All right. And you guys are excited, right?
Obviously.
Excited to work with me, right?
Always, Paul.
Okay, that's good. All right. Thanks for coming in. And we got some interesting topics to talk about today. And who wants to kick it off?
Well, I will kick it off that if you have interest on the web that you either want to find things you're interested in or if you want to tell people about your own interests, blogs are a great way to do that. And so Brittany can really help you learn how to set one of those up.
Right. First, let's kind of touch on what they are. Do you like to cook or, you know, whatever?
I like to eat.
You like to eat? Yep. Well, I like to cook, so we could pair up. And a lot of my recipes I like to find on the internet. Like Jenna said, she likes to use Pinterest. I find some of them through Pinterest, and that usually directs me to someone's blog. And they, you know, tell a big story about maybe how they came to this recipe or how this recipe is a family favorite or whatnot. And then they share that recipe.
So our subject today is blogging.
Right.
And that's huge on the internet, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. And so like these people where I found this one recipe have hundreds, maybe even thousands of recipes on there. And they just tell us all about their food. Now, there's also like arts and crafts blogs. There's fitness blogs, which are really getting to be huge.
Parenting blogs.
Which
can be very helpful when you're trying to figure out what to do with your screaming toddler.
Right.
I think those are very popular, aren't they? The parenting blogs.
You bet.
A young mom sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So how does blogging, can I ask some questions here?
You bet.
Okay. How does blogging start? I mean, how does one start to blog?
You just take your ideas. Essentially, it's kind of like journaling, online journaling, but something that you're okay with everyone reading and sharing your ideas. So essentially, you just start online. I know there's a lot of free ones that they say you can just start up on your own.
So there are websites you go to start your set up your blogging account.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. I also have worked with a few people who wanted me to set up their blog. So I set it up, got it going, and now they're going to run with it.
Okay.
Continue posting stuff.
So Jen, I'm going to ask both of you this. Jen, do you blog at all? Or
I don't blog. I'm not good at consistent writing down of ideas.
Okay. Yep. I would agree with that. I would love to blog, but I don't know if I could be consistent. Mm-hmm. Brittany, if you want to blog, do you have to be consistent, right?
It all depends. I would say you have to set your schedule and stick with it. So if you're a daily blogger, you need to write daily. If you're a weekly blogger, you write weekly. You know?
Well, I could probably do weekly. How about you, Jen?
I still am not going to commit to that.
So if you could blog, though, Jen, what would you blog about?
Well, a couple of things I'm interested in. I like cooking, just like Brittany. I'm also a fan of knitting, so I do read other people's blogs on that. I get connected to them through Pinterest or other websites. And I also love reading a lot. I could probably blog about books I read, but that makes me afraid it would feel too much like homework.
How about you, Brittany? What would you blog about?
Oh, boy. I think I'd be more of a reader than a blogger.
Oh, okay.
A blog reader than a blogger. Myself.
Oh, you'd just like to read other people's blogs.
Right.
Okay.
I feel that sometimes these bloggers are so creative in their writing and you can just hear their personality. And I feel like Jen said with the homework, it was the 5-paragraph essay, you know, don't stray from that. And I might have a hard time doing more of that creative writing.
Okay. All right. Good. I think I'd love to blog about high school sports because that's what I do. And I'd write about my daily activities or weekly wrap up a week of activities and, you know, where I've been and who I talk to and what my thoughts are on a out or, you know, stuff like that.
That reminds me of that newspaper article that they did a year or two ago on you where they followed you.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it like a week in the life?
A day in the life.
Yes. Yeah.
The Wilmer paper does that every year or so.
Yeah.
Now, some other really exciting news. If you are interested in blogging and writing down your ideas, sometimes you can even make money doing it.
Ooh.
Right. Because some people say, well, what is the benefit if I write something every day or every week? You know, that it gets to be time consuming and they want to be compensated for that, and I don't blame them. There are many ways that you can add ads to your blog, and every time people visit or even click on it, depending upon what you're using, you can get paid for that. So I know there's like AdSense and a few other ways that we can put ads on your blog without much additional effort.
Okay. So you got to personally go out and find a business or whatever to advertise on your blog? Is that all that works?
You can do it that way, but AdSense is more of the people who want to advertise bid on the space.
Oh, okay.
So they look and see what your blog is about, and if their products align or if your blog targets the same audience they're targeting, and go that way. Mm-hmm. So as far as I know right now, it's not too much effort after the whole application process.
Okay. Jen, you said you like to blog, read blogs on knitting. Do you learn stuff from that then?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. There are techniques that, you know, I didn't know existed, that people will have a picture or a video of themselves doing this technique and I can learn, which is really helpful in this day and age where these are skills not taught all the time anymore. We don't grow up with our moms and our grandmas teaching us to knit and cook, so it kind of fills that void where you can learn things from other people.
Okay. Do you have an opportunity to communicate with that blogger?
Usually the blogger will allow for comments and then they'll comment back and forth. And now I know we've touched on a lot of more domestic blogs, but there are hunting blogs, you know, that might cover the latest fishing lure or bow and arrow or, you know, things like that too. It's really any interest you have typically has a blog.
Okay. And I know Jen mentioned before we went on the air the movie Julie and Julia with Meryl Streep. Mm-hmm. And that was all about blogging. Right?
Yes.
Yep. So that was a woman who decided to start a blog doing one recipe every day from Julia Child's cookbook. And then enough people were interested in this blog. They enjoyed it so much that the movie rights were actually picked up and made into a movie about her blog.
That's right. She put a recipe on off the book every day, right?
Yep. Along with cooking it, how she did it, how it tasted, everything like that.
Yep. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Did you see that, Brittany?
I did. Okay. It was fun.
Yep. So how do I get people to read my blog then, Brittany?
Well, you can share it on social media, Facebook, Twitter. If you have a lot of photos in there, that's always intriguing to readers. But then those readers can pin it on Pinterest. And Pinterest has a ton of users as well.
Okay. So if someone's listening, they go, "Oh, that's a great idea. I think I could blog, or I could I'd be a writer, or, you know, do it once a week or whatever." Can they contact you and can you help them?
Definitely. Give us a call at 320-698-4747, and we would at Real Solutions would be happy to help you set it up. We can even host your blog. We can help you get ads on it if that's something you're interested in. There was something else I was going to comment on, and I forgot. Right.
The pressure of a radio, right? Oh. Yeah, blogging's fun. I've read a couple blogs, and I really enjoy it. And I know people, it's a big thing on the internet, that's for sure. So should I start a blog?
Yeah.
Can I, you think I could, you guys, Jen knows me a little better. Do you think I could be consistent on that, Jen?
Oh, I don't know about consistency, Paul. You're kind of a busy person.
Yeah, so.
But I think you would make it interesting and compelling.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like your podcast site is a version of a blog. It's more of an audio blog, you know.
Our KOKP podcast site that you set up.
Right, okay. Right. And some people even do like video blogs where, you know, it's all video. So they're not actually writing. They record themselves talking and.
People watch it.
Right. Yes.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm excited about it. I think I'm going to go in my office and start blogging right now.
That'd be great. We'll look for it.
All right. All right. Well, great subject. You know, if you have any questions about blogging, give Brittany or Jen a call at Rural Solutions. And Jen, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, like Brittany said earlier, our number is 320-698-4747. Or if you're closer to Milbank, South Dakota, you could call our second office over there at 605-438-4747. And we are always available for questions at support@ruralsolutions.com.
Okay. Does she cover that well, Brittany?
She did. All right. Or if you want to find our brick and mortar store, we're on Main Street, Madison, across from Klein Bank, or on Highway 12 in Milbank.
All right. Great job. Good subject today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And you can hear this program on our podcast. And I just want to give a shout out to Brittany Hogan here. She set up our new podcast on our KOQPFM.com website. And I just love it. And I know people are loving the new look and what you can do about that. Talk a little bit about that, Brittany.
Well, the podcast site that we set up for Paul, he's really flown with it. He posts the broadcasts from games, interviews, different events that are going on around the community. He posts the audio on there as well as lots of photos. And the audio we have set up, so if you want to download that, you're welcome to download that. Mm-hmm. Or if you miss programming, you can go back and listen to it a week or so after mm-hmm. it happened.
Yep. Great job. I appreciate you putting that together for us, and Brittany can do that for anyone else listening too.
Right? You bet.
All right. Thanks, Jen, for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Real quick, explain your shirt that you're wearing for us here. What is it? Is it a Star Wars thing or what?
It is a Star Wars thing. So we have a mouse on it that is wearing a Rebel fighter pilot helmet from Star Wars. And then there is a giant piece of cheese shaped like the Death Star in Return of the Jedi sitting on top of a mouse trap. So that is mimicking Admiral Akbar's famous line, "It's a trap."
And you got to be a Star Wars fan to understand that, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You can maybe see a picture of the shirt on Paul's podcast site.
Yes.
And Brittany's sporting the Twins.
Go Twins!
Who have one of the best records in American League.
Number one right now.
Yeah, not right. Well, hopefully they can stay there. So thanks, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, that's Brittany Haugen and Jed Nyflot with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.
We're